Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that nurse practitioner Olivia is making $130,000 a year, but cannot do a home surgery on you. All right, on the phone with us this morning is Steve, who lives in Port Orchard. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Wonderful, and you?
We're doing great, man. Thanks for asking, and more importantly, thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary, for keeping the conversation alive. We've been talking about it a lot, but it's time to get back to work, and some people are looking for a new job, or, you know, maybe you want to enhance what they already have. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
All right, Steve is a waterproofing foreman. I believe that's a first for us in Share Your Salary. So, Steve, what we'd like to do, if it's okay, is put a minute on the clock, rapid-fire questions at you. When we're done, we'll play a three-minute song. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back after the song. We'll guess what we think you make. And then you're going to tell everybody, Steve, you're going to share your salary. Sound good?
Excellent.
I love it. Steve's the gamer. Here we go. Emily, are you ready?
I'm ready.
60 seconds on the clock. Begin.
What are you waterproofing?
The below brick structure of big commercial buildings.
Okay, so you don't deal in, like, waterproofing stain on a wooden deck type operations.
Believe it or not, we do decks. We do some private residence, but our bread and butter is big concrete surfaces, patios. There's big buildings going in downtown, and we waterproof the personal decks of each level.
Are you overseeing just one site or many?
Three sites right now.
What kind of truck do you drive?
Ford F-150.
How many people do you oversee?
Six.
Why didn't you go with a 250?
I went with what the boss was going to give me.
Were you promoted or hired into this position?
Kind of promoted along the way, but just luck of the draw, I got this position over a couple other people.
Do you recommend wooden decks here in the PNW?
Not really.
How long?
I'm sorry, Emily. We got it all the time we have. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to help us out here, go ahead and text in your guess right now. What do you think Steve in Port Orchard makes every year as a waterproofing foreman? Text that guess to 46150. You know I'm going to use one of your guesses. I rely on you, Morning Wolfpack, so make sure you put your name and where you live on that text so I can thank you on the radio when I use your guess. Coming up in 3 minutes when Steve shares his salary right after the song.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Steve. He lives in Port Orchard, and he is a waterproofing foreman on many different levels, Emily. Let's break down what we just learned about Steve.
So their bread and butter is the big commercial building, like waterproofing the concrete below the structure, but they also do some residential decks and that sort of thing. He doesn't recommend a wooden deck here in the PNW, and he drives a Ford F-150 because that's what his boss gave him.
Okay, let's play our in-studio contest where we all guess what we think Steve makes, which, by the way, I can't remember the last time you actually won one of these, Emily. Which is weird because you normally do very, very well. Slow Joe was the winner the last time we went, so you're up first, brother.
I'm going to go, I think he's doing well. He's a foreman. That's a big truck. I'm going to go 112.
I'm going to use the text message. I always do. I've got Melissa in Maple Valley. I'm going to say a little bit different. I'm going to go higher with her guess, too. She and I are thinking 175. Ooh. You got a company truck. You got big corporate gigs. 175. That's probably low, Emily.
Although I think you guys are on the right path, I'm going to take the low end and go 100.
Ooh. All right. So we've got some great guesses here. I guess we're, Steve, we're all banking on the fact you make a lot of money. We got 100, 112, and 175. But Steve, it is time for you to share your salary. Time to tell everybody in the Pacific Northwest how much money you actually do make as a waterproofing foreman. What's the number, Steve?
My standard without overtime is $40 an hour, which would be $80 a year. With overtime, I'm about 102.
Well, we always factor in overtime. It's the total salary, and that's a pretty consistent thing for you, right, Steve?
Oh, yeah, even in the winter.
So that means Emily does finally break her streak, and she's on the winning column. Nice. Steve, this is a really weird question, but do you find yourself working more when it's raining?
Yeah, we usually, when it's raining, we do crack injections of parking structures below the building. We want to stop the water from coming in.
And I would think, Steve, working here where we live, where there's so much moisture, it's actually a pretty good place to do concrete. Am I right about that?
It's not a bad place to do concrete. We do find that when the sunshine comes out, everybody wants us to come and we just can't get there. But it keeps us consistent throughout the year.
Safe to say you kind of enjoy an overcast day. You like a little drizzle for your job?
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Hey, I got a question for Steve.
Yeah, go ahead.
In your professional opinion, the West Seattle Bridge, fix it or replace it?
Ooh, controversy.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of nostalgia for me. I went to Franklin in the South End and lived out that way. And I like the bridge. I like where it's at, but it's falling apart.
So replace it.
I say replace it.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I read an article last night that said it's more likely to crack and fall apart on its own than to somehow heal itself or stop getting worse. So I'm with that. I vote that way as well. All right, Steve, listen, we love you, man. Congratulations on making a great living. And safe to say, it sounds like you enjoy what you do.
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Well, Steve, thanks for being a part of the Morning Wolfpack. We love you. Have a great day.
You too.